A lot's happened since we've last talked. Look at that. Freudian slip. A lot's happened since we've last talked to Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. We felt the joys, the highs of beating the Chicago Bears, winning the NFC North, getting into the playoffs, and now the lows of what seems to be another loss at Lambeau Field in the playoffs. It's cold. We should have the advantage, you would think, but a visiting team comes in and ends our season, this time in the form of the San Francisco 49ers, who did it to us last year, ended our season, and have beat us now four times in the last 2 years. And Brian, we'll welcome you onto the show. And it's just very deflating to even bring it up today. It is so deflating. And I mean, I know we won the Super Bowl not too long ago, and I know that the Bears and the Lions and Vikings don't have the success that the Packers have, but what a bummer, man.
Certainly anticlimactic to lose this way, to lose a playoff game to end the season. I mean, if you make the playoffs, you got a chance, you know, and I think everybody was very hopeful that they could go on some sort of magical run like they did in 2010, which really wasn't a great regular season either, but all of a sudden they get momentum and they kind of put this string of games together, and that's all they needed this year. They got the opportunity to get in, and then, of course, it's kind of, you know, anticlimactic. They lose to the 49ers in the playoffs for the second straight season. Like you said, the fourth game in a row to the 49ers, they kind of have their number. And it happened at Lambeau Field, where I think the Packers are 3-5 in their last 8 playoff games. Kind of that Lambeau mystique a little bit is gone. So all those things kind of sting here on a Monday morning.
What are they going to look at in the film room if it's things they could have done differently? In the playoffs, it is a game of inches. And Micah Hyde so close on that interception chance. James Jones, a couple of drops, which really could have been some big plays. You don't want to single these guys out, and the Packers won't do so. Was it just if those couple of things would have gone their way? Was there play calling issues? Was there schematic issues? Because, again, Colin Kaepernick, we'll look at him specifically. He's a guy who I don't think is a very good quarterback. I think he's average and a good runner, and I think if you take away the games against the Packers, which all have come on a national stage, and he's just dominated us. If you take away those games, I mean, he doesn't look any better to me, Brian, than a Geno Smith, is what I'm saying. I don't think he's that good, but the Packers make him look so good every time. So was it schematic issues? Was it play calling issues? Are we just bad?
You said it. Colin Kaepernick is a really good running quarterback, and unfortunately, I mean, you don't have to win with your arm. I mean, you can win with your legs, and he did yesterday. He has such an advantage over the Packers' defense. I think the Packers' defense is lacking in speed, especially at the linebacker position. If you just take a look at the two teams yesterday, you compare them. San Francisco has this all-pro collection of linebackers, Navarro Bowman, Patrick Willis, Alden Smith, Ahmad Brooks, and you compare their speed to what the Packers have on and their linebackers. You're talking about A.J. Hawk, Brad Jones, Mike Neal, and Nick Perry and Andy Malumba, and it's you know, Grand Canyon wide in terms of speed and talent, and those kind of guys couldn't, you know, contain Colin Kaepernick. When he scrambles, when he gets out of the pocket, they're not going to bring him down like a Navarro Bowman is capable of doing. So I think that's huge. And on offense for the Packers, their play calling was just adequate. Their execution was just adequate. And it's, you know, that doesn't cut it in the playoffs.
What do you do then? I mean, coming into another season, because, you know, Rodgers is turning 30, and he's got 5 good years as an all-pro left, barring injury, you would think. But the window is closing, and I thought in the offseason the whole point of the draft was to get guys that could stop someone like Kaepernick, a running quarterback like that. And we failed twice against them this year. So does Ted go with the same strategy? Do they look at going a different strategy? Do they say the dreaded F word around Green Bay, which is free agency? I think a lot of fans are asking about that. What do they do? What should the Packers do?
They really have to hope and pray and maybe go to a witch doctor for good health, I think. You know, of course, the one guy who could have, you know, maybe helped contain Colin Kaepernick didn't play at all. That's Clay Matthews.
Yeah.
But then you look at, of course, some of the other guys who were injured on that team. Johnny Jolly, one of the better run stuffers on the team. Casey Hayward, one of the best cover cornerbacks on the team. And then you got Nick Perry, a former first-round draft choice. Kind of been battling like this broken bone in his foot all year long that I think hobbles him. I mean, yeah, there are answers on the team, but I mean, not to say they're going to stay put there. I mean, they need some additions. Maybe you go and get one in free agency. Of course, they're going to try to get some sort of impact, as many impact players as they can in the draft. So you will kind of find out in these next few months here what's in store.
I know you do a lot of work on the draft. You put on a nice draft preview every year. Is there, with that first-round pick, is there anything that you would like the Packers to draft? Are you looking offensive line? Are you looking like a linebacker or defensive lineman? Again, it seems like that's been the number one need every year, but it still seems to be the number one needs again this year.
If I had to say number one need, I would say safety on defense. They really need somebody to pair up with Morgan Burnett back there. The kind of guys they've had this year are just backups, I think, in the NFL. They really need an elite defender back there, but that's not their only one. I think they need an inside linebacker, somebody to put next to A.J. Hawk, and tight end as well, which are Michael Finley kind of having that serious neck injury. You don't know if he's going to come back or not. And even if he does come back, I'm not sure you could, you know, put all your eggs in one basket with him. So safety, inside linebacker, tight end, I think those will be three of the big needs for the Packers coming up.
We'll find out what they do again. The draft now in May this year. We'll talk to you then, God willing, of course, and then next season as well. So the Packers season comes to an end. Their final record, 8-8-1, an interesting season, a very up and down season. And again, we're glad that Brian's been able to be with us every step of the way. Brian, thanks so much for all your hard work. Again, check out more of his work at cheeseheadtv.com. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I wish we could be talking about Super Bowl win, but it's been fun all season, and we'll talk to you during the draft.
Maybe if we change, like, allegiances, we can talk about the Super Bowl. Every team I rooted for last weekend lost. Every team. Sucked. This weekend sucked, Brian. I'll say it.
So be it.
Yeah, all right. Brian Garrett with CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.